The Amnesty International report says survivors of the conflict-related sexual violence said they were raped by a wide range of individuals, including government soldiers, a member of the National Security Service, members of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition, OSPLMIO, an armed group, the National Salvation Front, or NAS. The report follows an investigation carried out in February and March in parts of Equatorial region, but with focus in central Equatorial state. Both the South Sudan government and the NAS have denied involvement in the abuses. Michael Makwe is the South Sudan government spokesperson and information minister.
All these are biased reports who are, it is said, the English say, he who pays the piper holds the tune. So they are paying the pipers, and the pipers must play the tune. So these people who are the so-called Amnesty International, to whom are they answerable? These are people, a freelance group of people who decided to call themselves that way, and they continue to operate for the interest of particular people, to serve the interests of others.
Suba Samuel, the spokesperson of the National Salvation Front, also denies NAS fighters were involved in sexual violence.
As far as I know, we have no any other case that involves forces in issues of sexual harassment and the like. But what I know, this is a practice in Central Equatoria of women being raped exclusively on activities of the SSPDF. And now these days, the cattle raiders are also involved in this kind of activities.
Efforts to reach the SPLMIO for comments were unsuccessful. Victims told the rights group of traumatizing conflict-related sexual violence. Three survivors told the investigators they were abducted and met to carry out forced labor or used as sex slaves for between 2 and 4 years. Three survivors told the Amnesty International that they gave birth after being raped. One victim, identified by the name Angelina, not her real name, says that in February 2022, government soldiers came to her house at night and demanded she comes outside. When she did, they raped her. Amnesty International quoted her as saying, "When the first one was done, the second started. When the second finished, the first one came back." Another victim, identified as Elizabeth, also a fake name, said government soldiers sought her husband after they forced him to watch them rape her. She said 7 soldiers raped her in 2019. The report includes the case of a rape of a man who later killed himself. Dipros Muchena, Amnesty International's director for East and Southern Africa, said the organization documented over a dozen cases of conflict-related sexual violence in recent years. Muchena called on the United Nations Security Council to renew its arms embargo on South Sudan. Muchena also said the new report highlights the urgent need for thorough, independent, and impartial investigations into such crimes and for an end to impunity for those who carry them out. Makwe had this to say in response.
For them, of course, to request the Security Council to renew the nice normal thing, because if this arms embargo and other sanctions are lifted, then they will have nothing to report. So they must continue to report that the government is continuing to abuse, to commit offenses, and as such, the sanctions must continue.
The report says that although the UN, Amnesty International, and other groups have documented hundreds of cases of conflict-related sexual violence over the past decade, prosecutions remain rare. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.